Hey, you guys, this is Jade Hooper with the Why the Hell Not podcast. And first, I just wanted to tell you guys, thank you so much for being a part of this journey with me. Every single time you share this with your team or with your friends on your social media, it just allows me to help coach and train the whole entire world. Like, I just wish that I absolutely could. So you guys keep sharing this, keep tagging me in your stories, and keep telling me what else you want to hear. So today I want to just teach you guys something just so short and sweet that has just completely changed my whole entire life. And that is the concept of what you talk about is exactly what you're going to get. So maybe right now in your life, and I'm really going to be speaking to the people who like are just not where they want to be, okay? You're not where you want to be. Things just feel maybe crazy, maybe out of hand, and you're just frustrated and you're absolutely just sick and tired of things being like this, right? Maybe it's, you know, you're in business and your spouse isn't supportive, or your kids are being crazy, or you just feel like your team's not working and things are just not happening the way that you want them to be. So I'm going to teach you my trick of changing everything, completely 180 reversal of everything that is not what you want going on in your life, and how to make it better. And it's this: what you say is exactly what you're going to get. Okay? What you say is exactly what you're going to get. Okay? So if your life feels like it's absolutely on the fritz, and the first thing that you want to do is you want to open your mouth and complain to a family member, or you want to message a friend and just unload all your garbage on them, or you need to call someone and just vent, that is the energy that you are putting out into the world. And is it no surprise why you get the same, if not more, of what you're complaining about? So while you're sitting here thinking of ways and wasting time and energy wondering how in the world you can change the situation that you're in or the situations that are happening that you don't like, what if you didn't talk about them? What if all this stuff is going on, you stopped for just a moment, you closed your eyes, you took a deep breath, you breathed in and out, and you found three things to just be grateful for exactly in that moment? And then what if you took your journal and you started writing down your name and what your goal is? And you start writing down your life as if it is exactly how you want it to be. My kids are having fun and they're getting along, and I feel so adjusted to all the changes in my life that everything is so easy and flowy, and I just have so much fun, that I work my business with ease, that my spouse is very supportive, and if he doesn't feel like he can be, he just says nothing at all, and I just appreciate even the silence so much, that my team is working so hard and there are leaders emerging and I'm a master recruiter and everything is just going exactly how you want it to be. And you start writing those things. And then you take your muscle memory of going and venting to your family, to your friends, or to whoever will just listen to you throw up all your garbage on them, and you just don't do it. And you start to retrain your brain, and you start to not just dump all this stuff, all of this energy out on other people. And what you're going to find is that the more that you hold yourself back from energy dumping, it's bad energy, you guys. This is not the energy that you want to spill over and have, you know, overflow into your life. When you stop giving it that attention, all of a sudden, slowly but surely, if not quickly, all of that is going to just change. It's going to absolutely blow your mind. And I've shared with you guys before how journaling has changed my life. And I feel like when we talk about journaling, you know, some of you guys think that I'm talking about like a Dear Diary situation. And truthfully, that's not at all what I mean at all. I write the date at the top of my little notebook, and I just write, I am Jade Hooper, and I am a double ambassador, and I am this, and I have that, and my checks are this much, and my family is like this, and my husband's like this, and my kids are like this, and my home feels like this, and my day feels like this, and I am so grateful that X, Y, Z, and I have this and that, and I just write how I want my life to be. And some days it's, you know, just, you know, 3 or 4 lines, short and sweet, exactly what my goals are, what I'm doing today. I'm enrolling 5 people today, or whatever it may be. Some days when things are hard and I'm just in like a negative mood, I still do it. And I just write down a couple things that I'm grateful for, and I just move on, because sometimes it's just really, really hard to dig into that. But what I've learned not to do is to not throw up my problems on other people. And sometimes we can be just emotionally attracted to people who are in the same emotional situations that we are in. And what you've got to do is you've got to up-level that. And that doesn't mean that you don't talk to your friends or talk to your loved ones. But what's crazy is that you're gonna find, I mean, you guys, it just ended up happening, but I've completely broken off relationships when I realized, well, it just ended up naturally breaking off when I realized that all I did with this person is just talk crap about people, or talk crap about people. And there are just so many other things in life that I want to do with my time and energy. So I hope that this helps you guys. And you might be listening to this and saying, well, we're just not the same because I just have to vent to people to feel better. Well, you don't. And the person who you're puking up all of your problems on doesn't need to carry around your emotional baggage all the time, and they don't deserve it. And what you're going to find is that the stuff that you don't give your energy to anymore, it's just going to end up rolling right off of your back. You're just going to become like waterproof. It's just not going to bother you anymore. The stuff that used to bother you when you first got started, it doesn't bother you now because you're seasoned. It's going to be the exact same thing. So you guys, I hope this tip helps you. And I really, really hope that you implement this into your everyday life. And the kind of joke that I say, but I'm being 100% serious when I say it, is I dare you for the next 30 days, every time you feel anxious or nervous about something, write down whatever your problem is, fold it up and throw it into a shoebox and deal with it in December. And I can guarantee you something. When December comes, there's not going to be a single ounce of you that's going to want to open up a box of problems. But what will happen is that you're not going to put them out into the universe. They're not going to bother you anymore. You're not going to dump them off on a friend or, you know, unload and have someone else carry that weight for you. You're just going to learn that it's just not weight that you need to carry at all. And so you're just going to toss into the wind and let it go. And you're going to feel so much happier, so much lighter, and so much airier. So you guys, I love you so much. Thank you so much for supporting me. And again, make sure you share this on all the social medias. And I hope you guys have an amazing day.